being that there was such a strong interest last week in murder and other types of horrific things, which under certain circumstances are okay, I figured we'd just do it again. This is part two of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and when and how it would be applicable and how not. Now, just so you should know, important to know this fact, which is that there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah, which is mitzvah Zechiras Amalek, that we all should do. Remember what Amalek did to us. There's a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, that you must speak to a competent posek. I am not that. I am not telling you what to do. Last week we said there is a possibility that if someone stands up and says he wants to annihilate Jewish people, you're mechuyev to kill him, even at the risk of great danger. But we're not saying that. We're not saying that. We're just saying that you have to speak to a competent posek. We're going to speak about it a little bit today. The relationship between those two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Zechira Amalek and the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Because in theory, one could think that there are two different mitzvahs. However, we'll see if that is in fact the case or not. So this week's parsha is called Parshas Zachar. We have a haftarah. This is called Zachar is because of the maftir. But there's a special haftarah for Zachar, which is the haftarah which talks about the story where Klal Yisrael almost eradicated Amalek. It was close in times of Shaul. It was close but no cigar. And we almost did it. It appears that maybe we were like one person away. Like, you know, Mamish, like one step away, there's this guy, Agag. And Shaul had Rachmanos on Agag. Bad idea. Should have killed him. Didn't. Agag stayed alive one more night to live another day. Ended up impregnating a woman. And Amalek is back in action. That's what it appears like. At least it was like literally the last man standing, and he made it. So Shaul did that, and Shmuel was very upset, and actually, that was the end of Shaul's malucha. Shmuel was like, listen, you were not strong enough. Leader's got to be strong, and you were not strong enough, and for that reason, that's it. You're not going to be king, and we're passing it on. And went to, who became king next?
David.
David HaMelech. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvarim. So that's what's going on. After Shmuel told Shaul the very bad news that Shaul's malucha is basically over, or its days are numbered, we'll see. Then he came and he turned to Agag and he said to Agag the following thing: "Vayomer Shmuel, kasher shikla nashim charbecha." And this is somewhat poetic. Just like your cherev, your sword, made women childless. What does that mean? You killed women, women's children. You killed their children, now they're childless. Kasher shikla nashim charbecha. Just like your sword have made women children. Kein tishakel minashim imecha. So will your mother become childless from the sword. Vayishasev Shmuel es Agag. Chopped him in half. Like this. Not sure exactly. Something like that.
What did Agag do? What about
the woman?
What?
What about the woman?
What about the women?
That he got pregnant.
They didn't know about her. If he wouldn't have known about her, I guess he would have killed her also.
Did he get a woman pregnant?
I don't know. He was a crafty guy. I'm not sure what he did.
Didn't she sneak in
or something like that? I don't know. Listen, they knew how to do heebie-jeebie stuff. So I don't know how he did it, how he got her in, how it happened. He got a woman pregnant, she's gone, no one knows about her, she's having kids, and Amalek is, once again, the disease is spreading. The scourge of Amalek has not been eradicated. We were so close! And it didn't happen. But Amalek is dead. Chopped in half. Okay. This is what it is. Now, the pasuk before Shmuel killed Agag, he gave an introduction. His introduction was, you know why I'm killing you? You know why I'm killing you? Because you killed other women, women's children. Not women. You killed the women's children. You made women childless. You killed people. Guess what? Now it's your turn.
What did Agag do there?
That sounds like Agag was Amalek. Amalek was doing terrible things. Amalek was killing a lot of people. And Agag was doing it. Now it sounds like Shmuel was killing Agag because he's a roitzeach. Now, why was Shmuel upset at Shaul? Shaul should have killed Agag because of what? Because he's Amalek. Now there's a din to kill Amalek. Even Amalek is a teeny little cutie little baby. You kill him. He hasn't touched anybody. Why? Because it's a din to kill Amalek. Why did Shmuel have to say, you know why I'm killing you? Because you're a murderer. He said, I'm killing you because you're Amalek.
He said he had to.
Good. We'll see. So the first pshat we said is, Ena Hanami. He could have killed him if he wanted to. Midin Amalek. But what was the method that he used to kill? What did he use? The sword. Now, is there a din in Mechilas Amalek Dafka to use a sword? Or you could just kill him if you want to kill him. We could assume you kill him if you want to kill him. Why was he taking out the sword? Because when someone's a Roitzeach, what's the form of Misa that you give a Roitzeach? You kill him with a sword. So therefore, he was coming to explain, you know why I'm using the sword? Because you're a murderer! And he killed him. So if he's killing him with a sword, so how do we do Misa? We do Misa's Bezdin with a Cherev. Well, how do they do it? They decapitate. Because that's the fastest way to do it. Right? But he didn't do that. By Ishasef means he like chopped him in half. So if he's killing him with a sword, if he's doing it with Misa's Bezdin, how should he kill him?
He was doing two in one.
Yeah, but if you're coming to do Mitzvah's Bez, then L'chayri, you should decapitate him. You should cut him by the neck. Why not? So he says, this is all Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Zatzal. He said that the Peshat is like this. The Gemara says, you know why we're supposed to decapitate a person? Because it's the fastest form of death. So why do we kill him the fastest way?
Because
we don't want him
on earth another second.
Why? We don't want him to feel pain. Why not? Why not? Why don't we want to feel bad? What? Why don't we want him to feel pain? What? But that's up to Hashem to get for what? Why do we have? Because what? So it says the reason is because of after Reicha Kamaicha. Person wants to die. Get him, let him die the fastest way possible.
We always kill people the fastest way.
We do every time we kill them. We should try to do it. That we should try to make it. Well, but a guy is not Reicha. So when you're killing a guy, you can kill him the slowest way possible if you want. So that's why he was able to chop him in half, cut him in four, cut him up into pieces. Why? Because over here there's no din. You could even like just cut him up into, just keep cutting if you want.
Once he's a guy, why is he using the sword?
Sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that question. I was mourning that too. Yes, Abby. It's an excellent question. How does Shmuel have it in Bezdin over here? Shmuel's in Bezdin.
For a Jew.
Yes, and I don't know if it's din Misa. Mrs. Bezdin for a guy. I don't know. It's a good question. It needs to be explored. I don't know the answer to that question. Anyway, this is one pshat. However, according to this pshat, Enochanami, if they wanted to, they could have used any method of murder. They could have killed him as Amalek. They chose to kill him as Roitzeach. But the Mefarshim seem to suggest that no, he could not have killed him as Amalek. He dafka had to choose. That's why he gave an introduction, because he had no choice. He couldn't kill him as Amalek anymore. Why not? Why? I mean, after all, he wanted Shaul to kill him as Amalek. Why couldn't he have killed him as Amalek? He says the pshat is as follows. He says a few different pshatim. He says some people want to say the reason is because you can only kill Amalek if they have a Shem Amalek. If they have a status of being part of the nation of Amalek. That's how you can kill them. However, the nation of Amalek was basically gone. There's just one person left. One person is not a nation. So that's not called a nation of Amalek. So the mitzvah is to kill the nation. It's already poka, it's already lost the shame of this, like an Am called Amalek. The Am is not there anymore. So therefore, he couldn't kill him as Amalek anymore, because he's not Amalek. It's like, that doesn't exist. It's almost like the nation of Amalek doesn't exist.
If you say that the Germans today could have been Amalek,
yeah, so it's Stamazoit Zachidish. Just because one person's left doesn't mean there's a nation. But Harai, the nation, once again, like it got big, it became a whole, the whole Nazi regime was all Amalek. So just because there's one person can't be a nation?
If one person's not a nation, then what should be wrong?
Because, no, it's during the Melchama, maybe you still had a din of Amalek, because That was the end. Or what? Yeah. It's, right. And a chanami. And a chanami. It's a good question. It's a good question. L'chayra, the mitzvah is kol echad ve'echad. We saw the lashon last week. Every single individual. Even if someone gets up today, we say, and says, I want to kill the Jewish people, he's din amalek. So what does that mean? So what does it mean? It has to be kol. And we said it's dafka different. Shiva amim is if they have a shem am, but amalek is any person. Kol echad ve'echad.
That could be only that law.
No, but it says
good. Okay. It says he brings over here, there's a maaseh of the Chassam Sofer. It's debatable if this maaseh happened, but allegedly the Chassam Sofer was able to verify that someone was part of Amalek, and he knocked them off.
He did it himself?
That's what it says, yeah, with his own hands. Now, it's a shiloh whether he did it or he didn't do it. Some people say it never really happened, but there's a very famous story, which is also debatable. I heard from some of the people in the story about Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if you know that story, that there was a person in Lakewood who accidentally, had in a car accident, killed a couple, an older couple. And he was very, very distraught about what he did. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him that he was from Amalek, the person that he killed. And he was later looking to buy a new house. And the real estate agent brought him to the house and told him it's an older couple and they died in a car accident. And he was looking into the house, the people that he killed, to buy the house. And he went into their basement and he saw a picture of the guy together with Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, standing the two of them together, or in Nazi uniform or something like that anyway, and that this person was from Zera Amalek. So according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he's also still a Din Amalek, even though there's no nation. I don't know, there's no nation of Amalek. So, okay, whatever. Meister Shalai. Anyway, Kitzer. So.
You can't ask him Kasher
for right. So he brings over here another pshat, which is as follows. He brings a pshat from someone, Rabbi Yeshua Tzenbloitz, whatever that is, and he said that the pshat is like this. He said, if the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is only when Klal Yisrael has a king, it's a mitzvah on the melech, and not on the rest of Klal Yisrael. So Shmuel came to Shaul, what did he tell Shaul? Shaul, you made a big mistake. And because you made this mistake, your kingdom is finished. What does that basically mean?
He's not
king anymore.
Yeah, but we spoke.
Now that he's not king anymore, turns Shmuel to Agag. Can he now kill Agag, Al Samalek?
He's not king.
What?
He said you're going
to
die.
So it's not, well, hold on a second. But now turns to Agag and says to Agag, Reitzeach. Why can't he kill Mas Amalek? Because he just told Shaul he's not king anymore. If he's not king, now he can't kill him. As Din Amalek. But says Yaakov Weinstein, just because he told him, your kingdom will not remain. Does that mean that Shaul's not king anymore? It means his days are numbered. But Shaul's still king. He was still king. It's not like he took his crown off and said, okay, goodbye. Finished and walked away. Took off his cape and like, that was it. He was still king. He told him, your kingdom will not last.
Either so way, the Chayre is
a machlokes. We had a machlokes last week. It was every Jew. Last week we mentioned, according to the Urayim, that it's only a mitzvah on the king, not on every Jew.
So according to the other one, what it means has to be with the authorization of the king. Shmuel was acting with the authorization of Shaul.
What?
Who Shmuel to tell Shaul? Shaul didn't have to be the king. Shaul could still be the king, but Shaul would have to authorize Shmuel to kill him.
But he was saying that he's not king anymore. And anyway, I don't know.
I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's Hanocha that Shmuel wasn't getting permission from Shaul. What, Shaul wasn't going to allow him to kill?
Well, Rabbi, who's Shmuel even tell
Shaul? Okay.
Shaul didn't give him authorization.
Rabbi,
okay.
Who's Shmuel that he can tell Shaul is not king anymore?
He was a Navi. He got it from Hashem. He was just telling what Hashem said. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Last teretz that we're going to say to this pshat, and this teretz was a shocker to me, and I went through the whole sum of the sugya a little bit, is you could only kill Amalek if Amalek is remaining in their Amalek attitude. However, if Amalek is hishlimu v'kiblu zayin mitzvois b'nei noyach, then you're not mochiv to kill them. It's pellet to me. It's pellet to me, what? No, so Rabbi Yishmael doesn't say that mamish. He says anyone that tells pseudo Amalek is also that way. But Amalek themselves, you see a little Amalek baby, you kill him. Right? Why do you kill a little Amalek baby? He wasn't makabel mitzvahs. Not makabel mitzvahs. What is it? There's a very interesting din. So I saw a pshah which I think makes sense to me is that when he's makabel mitzvahs, it's like he has a din ger. He has a din ger. Once he has a din ger, then you can't kill him. It's almost like he was mafkia Hashem Amalek. It's not the pshat that Amalek, a good guy Amalek, you don't have to kill. No, you kill all Amalek. But if he's makabel zayin mitzvahs, it's like he was megayer, kind of, and therefore he's not Amalek anymore. You can out yourself from Amalek. What's the riot to that? There's a Gemara that says, B'nei banim shel Haman, lamdu Torah ben B'nei Brak. I don't get it. They're sitting there in the base medrash, they found that the B'nei banim of Haman, what should they have done to them? Should have killed them. The answer is that once they are Megayer, so then they're Mafkia, they're Shem Amalek. So the Chayra, that could be a pshat over. However, if you look at the Yalkut seems to say not like all of these Tirutzim, because the Yalkut says that Amalek, they were killing Jews. Came Shmuel and he killed Amalek. What is it clear? Shmuel was coming. From what angle was Shmuel killing Agag? From the angle of Amalek. So the Yalkut seems to say that Amalek, they set up a Beis Din to kill the Jews. So Shmuel came and he killed Agag. Maybe it's also mashma, he was a Beis Din. Like Avi was asking that question. But Shmuel was doing what Amalek tried to do to us. Shmuel did to them, which means he killed them and did Amalek. So if he's killing them and did Amalek, so why Shmuel start off with this just like you killed, I'm going to kill you? Just say, you're Amalek, I'm killing you.
He's
upset.
Back, he wanted to kill him.
So he's killing him, he did Amalek. So just say, I'm killing him. What did he need this Hakdama for? So listen to this beautiful pshat. Herzu. Everybody said, we mentioned there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. That's the mitzvah the Rama brings in Kuf Pei Ches. The mitzvah, Kuf Pei Tes, I mean, mitzvah Zechiras Mais Amalek. Remember what Amalek did? That's what we do the Shabbos. Zachor Eis Asher Asah L'cha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did. And then there's another mitzvah, which is actually the mitzvah before, Kuf Peches, is a mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, eradicating Amalek, getting rid of Amalek. But listen to the language of the Rambam. When the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Zechiras Mais Amalek, says the Rambam, this is the Lashon. Hu Shetzivanu, Hashem commanded us. Lizkar Masha'asu Lanu Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to us. V'lisnoi oisoi. What does that mean? V'lisnoi oisoi. Anyone know what that means?
To hate him.
Becholes. And every time. V'ne'oirer ha'nefashos. L'hilochein boy. L'oirer. What does that mean, l'oirer? To like inspire. L'hilochein boy. To fight. L'oirer ha'nefashos. L'hilochein boy. It's to be ma'oirer. It's to inspire people to fight with Amalek. In other words, what it sounds like over here. I'm sorry, we can continue a little bit more. V'nezareis ha'am lisnoi oisoi ad shalotishkech ha'mitzvah v'lo techolesh sin asoi. The sinah should not weaken. What is the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek? Is that we should keep the hatred. We shouldn't, it shouldn't calm down. We shouldn't be okay. It's like let bygones be bygones, turn the other cheek. And just like let live, it's not that way. We have to remember what Amalek did, and we have to remain with our sinner for Amalek, and that way we're going to fight with them. That's the point of the mitzvah. Now that's very interesting. And the Rambam says, V'haloitira, take a look. Shmuel Hanavi, kishehischil lasois ha-mitzvah hazois. Shmuel Hanavi, when he started doing this mitzvah, what mitzvah were we talking about? What were we talking about just now? Remembering. He started doing this remembering. Ech asa? Shu zochar tchilin ha'maseo ha'ara. First he mentioned what he did wrong. V'achar kach tziva l'hargoi. He said, kill him.
So if he just mentioned what he did wrong, then you say, you're a Amalek. Okay,
so good. Hold on a second. But what's going on a second? What was Shmuel doing? Shmuel was doing the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, or Shmuel was doing Mechias Amalek? Which one was he doing? I'm confused. Right? Looks like he's doing mitzvah Mechias Amalek. He's killing him. But on the other hand, the pasuk is saying he's doing Zechiras Amalek. What's going on? The answer is clearly. We see from here a major yisoid. You know what Zechiras Amalek is? Zechiras Amalek is make sure that you're in a zone to do Machias Amalek. Get yourself in that zone. Hold on a second. Get yourself in that zone. In other words, make sure you're angry enough that you fight with him and you get rid of Amalek. That's what we have to do. That's what that's what Zechiras Amalek is. It's Zechira of what Amalek did to us in order that we can fight with him. Because some of us say, come on, what did Amalek? Forget about Amalek. Like, you know, it's not so bad. What did they really do already? No, that's not the way we roll. It's not what we do. We're going to remember we have to keep the sin inside of us. And that way when Amalek rears his head, we kill him. Yeah.
Isn't that a little savage that Hashem created the nation just for the point of killing?
It's a very interesting question. It's a very interesting philosophical question. So, truth be told, that it appears that Amalek is the exception to that rule. Amalek is an exception to that rule. Amalek.
It says David Amalek asked a question on he understood everything but a spider, and then Hashem made a reason.
Right.
Even a spider. So every single.
Oh, Amalek is there for a reason. Amalek is there in order for us to eradicate them. That's what they're there for.
Right.
What do you mean?
So,
I mean, this is a similar type of question to why do we have a Yetzirah? If our Yetzirah is for us to defeat them. Amalek is the epitome of evil in this world. So why did Hashem make the epitome of evil in a human form? It's an interesting type of thing. There's another, you know, interesting philosophical question, which we're not going to get into it so much, Sammy, but it's a good question, which is, we speak about how barbaric the Germans were, right? The Germans, and what we're saying is not really that much different. We're saying eradicate them, annihilate them, destroy them, men, women, children, even their animals. I mean, the Germans are willing to keep our money. We don't even want to keep their money. We're like, we want to take it like all the way to the extreme. So like, truth be told, what's the difference between us and the Germans? I actually asked this question to Maharsha Shiva when I was around your age. And I think it's a real question that has to be dealt with. At a different time. I want to finish the shiur. What?
Last year someone asked around a little.
Ah. Okay, we'll talk about it later, obviously. But like this. So I'd like to suggest this follows. You ready? Oh, good. We're gonna talk about it. We have a divine command. We don't make that up on ourselves, but whatever, we'll deal with it soon. But truth be told, you know, I think that the Germans were very, very close to being right. One of the things, if you read, I don't know if you want to read these things, but what Hitler Yimach Shemo wrote is that the only two nations that really make a difference is the German people and the Jewish people. Every other nation is really just watching this power struggle because it's Amalek and Klal Yisrael. Those are the two powers that exist in the world, the world forces. And there is truth to that. He was just on the wrong side of the equation. But we do that to them, right? We really want to destroy all of Amalek.
He said they were actual Amalek. He became Amalek.
That's a shiloh. He became Amalek or he was Amalek. But either way, he was Amalek, right? We have a lot of rights.
We have to get them before they get us.
Right. It was clear that he chapped that this is... He chapped who he was. He was just on the wrong side of the equation. But let's finish it off, Rabbi. It's like this. I want to finish it. So we're coming out. We're going to say yes.
What's the point in both pesukim?
Which both?
Both things that we learned that Zechiras and that you should kill them.
So really, the point is to kill them. Comes out. Really, the point is to kill them. The mitzvah of Zechira is just a chatimtza to get people to kill them. Because some people aren't going to kill them. They're going to say, come on, how can I kill them? Wait a second. Do you remember what Amalek did? Do you remember what they did? Do you know what they're at? Do you know where they are? And then when a person gets into that, gets the anger into them, then they could kill them. Right? The same way, lahavdil. It's not the same way. It's lahavdil. It's very different, but it's similar. The way that the Arabs, at a very young age, they're already teaching their kids, kill the Jews, kill the Jews, kill the Jews. They're teaching them at a young age. So it is that type of chinuch that we're talking about. Again, what's the difference between us and the Arabs? What's the difference between us and the Germans? That's something which that has to be addressed. We spoke about that. One has a reason, the other one doesn't have a reason necessarily, but one's divine, the other one's not divine. But listen to this. This is where I want to finish. I want to tell you a vart. Rabbi said, why are we killing Amalek? Let's talk about it. Why are we killing Amalek? How do we know they're epitome of evil?
No, because they started off with us right after we were leaving Mitzrayim.
They started off with us right after leaving Mitzrayim. They did that whole thing. And because of that, we're killing them today.
Yeah, everyone was scared of them.
If that's true, what he said, if that's true. So why is Shmuel telling Agag, you killed people? I'm killing you.
Because that's where Amalek started.
What? No, but it doesn't say that. You're killing people right now. He's talking about Kashashikla. It sounds like Agag himself did it. I'd like to suggest as follows, and this is the Yisoid. Do you know why we could take a little baby, this cute little Amaleki, and kill him? Because he's a murderer. He looks like a cute little kid right now, but his DNA is to be a murderer. Amalek's DNA is to kill. And you know who did that? Amalek did it. Agag did it. Haman did it. All these Amalek, that's what they do. That's what Amalek does. So it's not about, oh, you know why? We have a score to settle with you because your great-great-great-grandfather tried to do something to us. We're going to kill you. That's not what it's about. Well, you can't like give it up. I mean, it was so many years ago. If it was just that, then we would give it up. But the pshat is that every Amaleki today is a threat to Yidden. Every Amaleki. Someone gets up and says, I want to annihilate the Jews. He's an Amaleki. Why? Because that's what Amalekim are. They're a threat to Yidden. An Amaleki feels that it's either me or you. That's the way Amalekis feel. So therefore, we have to kill them. So when Agag, when Shmuel told Agag, you know why I'm killing you? Because you're a murderer. That is Amalek. That's what Amalek is. Amalek cannot stand that Klal Yisrael will survive. So therefore, we're going to kill Amalek. And it has to do with what they're doing today, who Amalek is today. That's what we have to kill them. Anyway, the fees that we could answer a few short questions. One question is, the Bahag doesn't bring, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Bahag, so another, there's numerous different Rishonim that bring Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Bahag is one of them. He never brings the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. It's interesting. He brings the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, not Zechiras Amalek.
What?
Oh, the viewer is saying the pshat is because the mitzvah zechir is not its own mitzvah. It's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of mechias amalek. The Rama brings first mechia and then zechira. Why? Because the main mitzvah is mechira. Zechira is like an outgrowth of it. It's true. The Bahag says it's so much an outgrowth that it's only one mitzvah. The fees there, we can also understand the chinuch. The chinuch says women are not mechuyiv in zechiras amalek. We are noyheg that women come to shul and hear, but the chinuch says they're not mechuyev. Why are they not mechuyev in zechiras amalek? Why not? But that's melchama. We're talking about the zechira. The women are not mechuyev in zechiras amalek. Why they're not mechuyev in mechias amalek? We understand why. Because women don't go to war. But if the whole vart of the zechira is in order to kill them, so if they're not mechuyev in killing them, they're not going to be mechuyev in zechira.
What's the point of the killing? If we know that we're supposed to kill them because of the fact that we're supposed to remember it.
Yeah.
Then why do we have to know about killing them?
Because right now you're not killing one, but you still have a mitzvah to remember.
Yeah, I thought we said last week. Women
Rebbe, according to the Rambam, how would it make sense then? Rebbe, how would it make sense if the women don't have to listen to Parsha Zachar if it's what he says the mitzvah for you to remember? Understand why women don't have to go.
Again, it's a mitzvah to remember in order that you should kill.
Yeah, but the Rambam says two separate mitzvahs.
And Achanami, but he said because he's going to divide, even though the two are connected, but still they're considered to be one is like is a byproduct of the other. We said last week that women are mechuyev in the mitzvah in the melchama of Zayin Amim. They're not mechuyev in the melchama of Amalek. We said the mitzvah of Zayin Amim is just to clean out Eretz Yisrael. Women are good at cleaning. Women aren't good at war. So therefore, they're not mechuyev in that war. The other nafkimin would be as follows. Beis Hashem, lasid lavoi, beyomahu yi Hashem echad ushmoy echad, lasid lavoi, Amalek's going to be gone. There will be no more mitzvah of mechias Amalek. Why not? There will be nothing to get rid of. It's gone. When we get rid of all of Amalek,
then will we have a mitzvah of Zechira then?
Then will we have a mitzvah of Zechira?
Or is this not?
If you say it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy, then you still have it. But if the whole mitzvah is in order to facilitate the mechira, then we're not going to have the mitzvah anymore. B'chor, these are some of the nafkimin that there are between the different pshatim and the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek and Mechia Samalek. And that is that, my friends. Thank you very much for listening.